Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment. And this month, Humboldt County won what's being called the biggest federal grant in our county's history. Too bad I still think it's not a good idea. The irony wasn't caught by any of the state representatives or locals who posed in front of our fisherman statue that sits on the waterfront. As they celebrated the $426 million sent from Washington, D.C. to build our infrastructure for offshore windmills. Hard to imagine the future of the fishing industry, and soon I guess we will begin tearing apart the harbor, making way for many years of building massive fiberglass windmills. As for the whales and birds, they better get their running shoes on. They would be wise to migrate somewhere else. Because when and if these windmills work, we have decided that the overpriced power they will provide is more important than these animals. The federal government and the nonprofits they heavily influence are filling cyberspace with misinformation about what windmills do to whales. Since I've been watching this a few years now, I couldn't help but notice the change in available research when you go to Google and other search engines. We've seen that trick before. You and I have talked about the unproven methods that Humboldt County workers are going to use to set up these windmills. Remember, as of right now, the plan is to create floating platforms chained to the ocean floor and then to build the windmills on top of those platforms. It's never been done before, and apparently we are going to lead the way and try it, at least until perhaps we run out of money. The federal funding announcement, as it refers to some sort of matching commitment, I presume from private entities. If Biden doesn't win this November's election, I doubt those entities will continue to be interested in throwing their money to match a thing like this. It's starting to remind me of those sort of fly-by-night solar companies that want to pay landowners a little bit to set up their equipment on your property for a period of years, but protect themselves from having to pack up and clean it up when things don't work out, leaving behind a whole bunch of junk that's very expensive to clean up for the landowner that thought he had a good thing. Studies are showing that wind farms actually raise nearby temperatures, in some cases by a noticeable amount. I guess we are not supposed to worry about this sort of climate change. This report from Institute for Energy Research, if you want to check it out, the Institute is heavily influenced by some guys from fossil fuels, so who knows? But it's quite a report, and it brings new objections to the wind farm problem that deserve a closer look, especially if Humboldt County is going to be making it our number one thing, arguably even bigger than redwood trees or cannabis. 1,000 jobs and $500 million. It's big news, whether you agree or not.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.